You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Claire Mazur and Erica Cerullo are the duo behind Of A Kind, an online marketplace with a focus on emerging designers in fashion, homeware, and jewellery. They met at the University of Chicago and bonded over their small-town upbringings and shared love of fashion. After graduating, both moved to New York City, Claire working in the art world and Erica in the magazine industry. But then, in early 2010, the idea sprung up of launching an online retailer. That summer, the friends quit their jobs and launched Of A Kind. This is their story.
Yeah, so we would, Claire and I, during the time when we moved to New York after graduation, we would see each other pretty much every week. We would have dinner with a mutual friend, Justin. We would each take turns picking a spot, and I'll meet there and sort of catch up. And I think one of the things that was interesting about this post-college time is that it was also, you know, this is like from 2005, 2006 to 2010 that we're talking about. It also included 2008. And there was just a huge shift that happened there. And I think especially in both of the industries that we were so involved in and entrenched in at this point. So, you know, in 2008, you really saw magazines and publishing change, and you saw the way that that would go, one, toward the internet, and two, the way that the editorial and publishing walls were kind of falling down. In the art world, you were seeing that funding wasn't coming from the big banks or the big corporations the way that it had before, but you were seeing the rise of companies like Kickstarter and companies like 20 by 200 that were really inspiring and showing a different path forward.
I, in my field, was really interested in the companies that were figuring out a for-profit model to sustain the arts, and particularly sustain emerging artists. And Kickstarter and 20 by 200 were, for me, really ideal versions of that. And so in looking for my next career move, I was applying for a job at 20 by 200, which is a company that sells limited edition prints from emerging artists. And especially at the time, it was really revolutionary because they were selling art from real artists. They had William Wegman, they had Jake and Doug Starr, and these were legitimate artists who were selling prints online, which felt really unheard of. It was totally circumventing the gallery model. And so I was really obsessed with it, and I sent my cover letter to Erica and I said, I really want this job. Will you edit it for me? And just let me know what you think. In the midst of that back and forth, this idea emerged that there was potential to take the 20 by 200 model of limited edition objects from emerging creatives and apply it to a different industry, which was fashion, which was what we had both really loved. Like Erica mentioned, we had loved discovering these unknown emerging artists and the thrill of discovery and the thrill that comes with the sense that you're the first to know about somebody and discover this talent. The subject line of the email chain is called "Read this instead of my cover letter." And we just came up with this idea really quickly that we would commission emerging designers to create limited edition pieces that we would sell on the internet in conjunction with a series of stories about the designer that would help you feel connected to them. It spoke to so much of our own interests and shared passions, you know, Erica in editorial and myself in artists and arts management. And also, you know, it being on the internet was really crucial to us because, like I said, we had grown up in these small towns where we felt like much of our access was via the internet. And it's so interesting because if you go back and read those emails, it looks really similar to the business we have today.
On the customer side, the customer expects the same from a new young company as it does the biggest companies that they interact with, you know, day in and day out. The customer doesn't care that you're a small company that, you know, is ostensibly two women working out of their apartments with interns who also come to their apartments. They expect the same sort of customer service as Nordstrom. And I think that we learn to hold ourselves to that standard, but it puts a lot of pressure on a small business like that to find your way.
The founding concept of A Kind was that everything would be limited edition and exclusive to us. And so it was one at a time. We would identify one designer, we would collaborate with them, and they would make this special piece that was available in a limited edition of 30, 40, 50. Once it was gone, and you couldn't find it anywhere else. That concept still sits at the core of our brand. It is very limiting, both creatively and from a business perspective, economically. So in the last several years, we've started to expand into new business categories that don't lend themselves as well to that limited edition exclusive model. So personal care, notably among them, which has been huge for our business and which just, you know, nobody wants a limited edition face oil. That has been really exciting creatively for us, and it has been really big for the business. And I think what it's done is sort of elevated Of a Kind to what was a really tight and wonderful concept to be more of a department store model with this limited edition concept at the core of it. I think we are finally starting to understand the right balance of selling these limited edition exclusive pieces that are core to our brand alongside the non-exclusive regular collection pieces of the designers and the makers who we love. So I think the next big challenge for us will be figuring out what the right sort of marketing blend is to make sure we're driving customers to all of these pieces. We've also found a ton of success with the content that's not necessarily related directly to the things we're selling. So the podcast, the 10 Things newsletter, this book that very much plays on the chemistry of my and Erica's friendship and the ways that that bolsters our business. And so we're thinking a lot about how that plays with the retail arm of our business and how they can all sort of sit comfortably alongside each other.
Thanks very much to Claire Mazur and Erica Cerullo from Of A Kind for coming in and sharing their story. This show was produced by Daniel Bache with help from Charles McFarlane and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.